Welcome back, everybody. This is Thursday Thunder. I'm Bradley Charbonneau, your host, and here we are with week number 5. And today we're talking about standing up for what you love, or what you believe in, or who you are, or what you do. And it was, for me, as simple as walking in the rain. I like the rain. There, I said it sometimes. It's as if I have to apologize for it or back it up with a clarification, only because there's a drought. But I can no longer deny it. I like the rain. The rain, for me, is cozy. You know, it still means I can curl up with a hot chocolate and a good book. It's special. I grew up where it was always sunny. It never rained. When it did, it was a time of celebration. Rain is safe. I used to think that the robbers weren't out when it rained. I wonder what the statistics are for car break-ins when it's raining, or crime in general. The rain is quiet. Most people don't like the rain and stay home. See number one. Have a walk about and see how quiet things are, other than the drops falling. Clean. It comes down and purifies the world. Dirty. My dog gets muddy, and there's just something pure and earthbound with such a mess. But my main question is this. Do you dare stand up for what you believe in? I like the rain, and most people don't. It's not a controversial subject. Well, it is to some. And I can usually get away with admitting it, and maybe just a look of disbelief, or maybe a sideways glance of, he hasn't experienced the real thing yet. But I just feel it is so I know it's true to me. When we say and pretend to believe what we don't really believe, it's a bit like lying. Lying always takes more energy because you have to remember what you lied about to keep your story straight. It's the same thing with saying true to who you are. In my writing, it's a simple path I follow. I just write. I don't have an agenda, and I'm not slanting my views to please an audience. In fact, I don't have an audience. My audience isn't even myself. My audience is my future self. I write what I believe today. It's the simplest thing to do. I don't cut corners, and I'm not looking towards the end or a goal. I just do, because it's who I am. Dear reader, if you're reading this and scratching your head, thinking, what in the world is he going on about? Then I have to ask, who is your audience? Who are you trying to please? There is actually only one answer. Ourselves. We're back to the oxygen masks in the airplane. Make sure you're safe before you help others. Make sure you're on your path and you lead others. Are you squarely heading in the direction that you know is true to who you are? If so, keep going. If not, alter your path slightly until you know it's right. I like the rain, and I'm sticking to it.